Chapter 10. The Wedding. I never knew why Will changed his mind about Lyssa and Rupert's wedding. Maybe he wanted to be difficult. Or maybe he just wanted everything finished in his mind. We decided that we did not need Nathan to come with us. I called to check that the marquee was okay for a wheelchair, and Lyssa promised to get us a ramp. She sounded surprised and worried. I decided to wear the red dress that Will liked. I did not have any other dresses that were right for a posh wedding anyway. I did not tell Will, but I was worried. I did not know why he wanted to go and see his ex-girlfriend marry his best friend. Did he really want to hurt himself even more? The morning of the wedding was bright and sunny. Nathan came early to get Will ready for us to leave at 9 a.m. It was a 2-hour drive to Lyssa's parents' house, which was large and old, with white flowers around its tall windows. I took Will straight to the church. He was smiling and looked happy. "Relax, Clark," he said. "It's going to be fine." I put out the ramp and helped him out of the car. "So, how are you going to be today?" I asked. "Angry? Or are you planning something terrible?" Will looked at me, but his eyes did not show his feelings. "We're going to be very good, Louisa," he said. And then he smiled again. The wedding went well. Lyssa looked very beautiful in her long white dress. The women watching all had fashionable shoes and huge hats, and the men wore expensive suits. Will and I sat at the back of the church. He looked up quickly when Lyssa walked past, but I did not know what he was feeling. Then suddenly the wedding was finished, and Will was driving himself out of the church. "Are you okay?" I called, running behind him.
"I'm fine," he said. "Come on, let's get a drink."
The marquee was in the garden. The bar was at the back, and there were already lots of people around it. The waiters were only giving us a strange pink drink called Pimm's. "Other drinks will be served later," they told me. "Two, please," I said. Then I looked down at the pink drink. "They have all that money, but they don't want to pay for alcohol," I thought. When I got back to Will, he was talking to lots of people. Many of them knew him and were happy to see him. Lyssa walked around the garden kissing people and talking to them. But she did not come to us. Lunch was soup, followed by fish. I sat next to Will and fed him. Everyone was drinking wine and beer now, but I continued drinking Pimm's because I was driving. But I was beginning to feel quite strange. "Is there any alcohol in Pimm's?" I asked Will.
"Each one has about the same amount of alcohol as in a glass of wine," he replied.
I looked at him, horrified.
"You're joking. I thought it had no alcohol in it. How am I going to drive you home?"
He laughed.
"It's all right, Clark. There's a good hotel up the road. Ring them and see if we can stay there. I'll pay for it."
I looked for the number of the hotel on my phone. Then I called them.
"So?" he said,
when I finished the call.
Yes, the hotel has got rooms. And there's no problem about the wheelchair, I replied. So we can stay there.
That's good, he said. Now, please drink. It will make me very happy to see you get drunk when Lissa's father is paying for the drinks.
So I did, and the evening was lovely. The lights were turned down, and I could smell flowers on the evening air. There was music and dancing, and suddenly everyone on our table was relaxed and laughing.
Don't you want to dance, Louisa?
Asked a nice woman called Mary, who was sitting on the other side of Will. She knew him well, and it was good to see them talking and laughing together.
Please no, I replied.
A little later, Lissa came to our table. Thank you for coming, Will, she said, and she kissed him on the cheek. Then she looked quickly at me.
Thank you for the invitation, Will replied. You look lovely, Lissa. It's been a great day.
And then, at 10 p.m, the slow dances started. We watched Lissa and Rupert move around the dance floor. When the dance finished, more people joined them. I turned to Will.
Would you like to dance? I said.
Come on.
Let's give these people something to talk about.
Then I sat carefully across Will's knees and lifted my arms around his neck. He looked into my eyes for a moment, then drove himself onto the dance floor and started moving in small circles. I closed my eyes and put my face against his. I could hear him singing to the music. I opened my eyes for a moment and saw Lissa watching us over Will's shoulder. Her face was angry and unhappy. As soon as she saw me watching her, she turned away and said something to Rupert, who shook his head.
Do you know something, Clark? Will said.
I lifted my head and looked into his eyes.
Sometimes you are the only thing that makes me want to wake up in the morning.
Then let's go somewhere, I said quickly before I could think about it.
What?
Let's have a week together, somewhere where we can have fun, I continued. Just you and me. Please say yes. His eyes did not leave mine.
Okay, he said, finally.